Welcome to our special weekend edition of Hackberry House, in which we share the classic poetry of God's people over the centuries of the church. These poems were originally set to music, but in the singing, we need to remember that it is the message of these poems that should interest us most of all. I will not be singing, just listen to the words and be blessed. Well, we begin today with the name of Jesus. I will always praise the name of Jesus. In his name, my sins are washed away. I'm free. Other names will be forgotten, but his name will last forever. It remains the same through all eternity and will always be the song for me. Soon the gates will open up to heaven. In my home, I'm going to see my Savior's face. Then I'll know he is the same as the one who bore that name when he humbly walked among the human race. At the cross of Calvary, we saw his grace. The name of Jesus, that sweet name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, there is life today. Another song called The Name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is so sweet, I love its music to repeat. It makes my joys full and complete, the precious name of Jesus. I love the name of him whose heart knows all my griefs and bears a part, who bids all anxious fears depart. I love the name of Jesus. That name I fondly love to hear, it never fails my heart to cheer. Its music dries the falling tear. Exalt the name of Jesus. No word of man can ever tell how sweet the name I love so well. Oh, let its praises ever swell. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. And then the refrain, Jesus. Oh, how sweet the name. Jesus, every day the same. Jesus, let all saints proclaim its worthy praise forever. Well, not too many years ago, but I guess quite a while for some, there was a group called Lamb. It was really not much of a group. It was just one singer and his. He had a parts singer that would sing with him and do some other instruments. But it was one man, and he was Jewish and loved to create and sing songs that the Jewish community would love. This was called The Night Is Far Spent. The day is close at hand, when Jesus comes as the Son of Man. He will come quickly, no man knows the time, to take his children home to mansions in the sky. So why do we slumber when it is time to rise? Awake, all you sleepers, his coming draweth nigh. So let us walk honestly in his sight, shedding the old ways, the ones we did in the night. Let's put on new clothes, the armor of his light, and let's do his work before the end of night. The 99, there were 99 that safely lay in the shelter of the fold, but one was out on the hills away, far off from the gates of gold, away on the mountains wild and bare, away from the tender shepherd's care, away from the tender shepherd's care. Lord, thou hast here thy 99, are they not enough for thee? But the shepherd made answer, this of mine has wandered away from me. And although the road be rough and steep, I go to the desert to find my sheep. I go to the desert to find my sheep. But none of the ransomed ever knew how deep were the waters crossed, nor how dark was the night that the Lord passed through ere he found his sheep that was lost. Out in the desert he heard its cry, sick and helpless and ready to die, sick and helpless and ready to die. Lord, whence are those blood drops all the way that mark out the mountain's track? They were shed for one who had gone astray ere the shepherd could bring him back. Lord, whence are thy hands so rent and torn? They're pierced tonight by many a thorn. They're pierced tonight by many a thorn. But all through the mountains, thunder-riven, and up from the rocky steep, there arose a glad cry to the gate of heaven, "Rejoice! I have found my sheep." And the angels echoed around the throne, "Rejoice! For the Lord brings back his own. Rejoice! For the Lord brings back his own." Excuse me. Well, I guess everyone's favorite of, if you're my age and beyond, on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. In that old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me some day to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. The refrain, so I'll cherish the old rugged cross, till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it some day for a crown. And then a song built on that title, "The Old Rugged Cross," made the difference. 'Twas a life filled with aimless desperation. Without hope walked the shell of a man. Then a hand with a nail print stretched downward. Just one touch, then a new life began. Barren walls echoed harshness and anger. Little feet run in terror to hide. Now those walls ring with love, warmth, and laughter, since the giver of life moved inside. There's a room filled with sad, ashen faces. Without hope, death has wrapped them in gloom. But at the side of a saint, there's rejoicing, for life can't be sealed in a tomb. The chorus, and the old rugged cross made the difference. In a life bound for heartache and defeat, I will praise him forever and ever, for the cross made the difference for me. Well, I'm sure you know the old-time religion. Yeah, give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for the Hebrew children. It was good for our fathers. Makes me love everybody. I won't do all those repetitions each time, but the old-time religion. Then there's the rest of the way. My Lord will lead me the rest of the way. He bids me follow, believe, and obey. My path to heaven shines brighter each day. My Lord will lead me the rest of the way. Someday he'll call me and take me away to heaven's glory forever to stay. Till then I'll follow and trust him each day to lead me safely the rest of the way. Well, let's move to the sacrifice lamb. This also was put out by Lamb that I mentioned a minute ago. Have you ever heard Messiah has come? It says in his word to cleanse everyone. Atonement he made, iniquity bore, that we can find life in him evermore. The prophets of old speak much of Messiah. His death is foretold. The purpose is clear. Isaiah did say 'twas for an atonement, to give us a way that leads not to death. So, brothers of mine, look not to yourselves, for we are but one. We all need his help. We've broken the law, but he paid our debt, that we can find life by Yeshua's death. The sacrifice lamb has been slain, his blood on the altar a stain, to wipe away guilt and pain, to bring hope eternal. So final atonement has come and brought us new hope by God's Son. If you will believe in your heart, Yeshua, you'll know. I like this one. The sands of time are sinking. The sands of time are sinking. The dawn of heaven breaks. The summer morn I've sighed for. The fair, sweet morn awakes. Dark, dark hath been the midnight, but dayspring is at hand, and glory, glory dwelleth in Emmanuel's land. The king there in his beauty, without a veil, is seen. It were a well-spent journey, though seven deaths lay between. The Lamb, with his fair army, doth on Mount Zion stand, and glory, glory dwelleth in Emmanuel's land. O Christ, he is the fountain, the deep, sweet well of love. The streams on earth I've tasted, more deep I'll drink above. There, to an ocean fullness, his mercy doth expand, and glory, glory dwelleth in Emmanuel's land. The bride eyes not her garment, but her dear bridegroom's face. I will not gaze at glory, but on my King of grace. Not at the crown he giveth, but on his pierced hand. The Lamb is all the glory of Emmanuel's land. Ah, good song, good song. The Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Why don't you let him come in? There's nothing in this world to keep you apart. What is your answer to him? If you'll take one step toward the Savior, my friend, you'll find his arms open wide. Receive him, and all of your darkness will end. Within your heart, he'll abide. Time after time he has waited before, and now he is waiting again to see if you're willing to open the door. Oh, how he wants to come in. The solid rock. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found. Dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. The Son of God goes forth to war. The Son of God goes forth to war, a kingly crown to gain. His blood-red banner streams afar. Who follows in his train? Who best can drink his cup of woe, triumphant over pain? Who patient bears his cross below? He follows in his train. The martyr first, whose eagle eye could pierce beyond the grave, who saw his master in the sky and called on him to save. Like him, with pardon on his tongue, in midst of mortal pain, he prayed for them that did the wrong, who follows in his train. A glorious band, the chosen few, on whom the Spirit came, 12 valiant saints, their hope they knew and mocked the cross and flame. They met the tyrant's brandished steel, the lion's gory mane. They bowed their necks, their death to feel. Who follows in their train? A noble army, men and boys, the matron and the maid, around the Savior's throne rejoice, in robes of light arrayed. They climbed the steep ascent of heaven through peril, toil, and pain. O God, to us may grace be given to follow in their train. The Stranger of Galilee. In fancy I stood by the shore one day of the beautiful murmuring sea. I saw the great crowds as they thronged the way of the stranger of Galilee. I saw how the man who was blind from birth in a moment was made to see. The lame was made whole by the matchless skill of the stranger of Galilee. His look of compassion, his words of love, they shall never forgotten be. When sin-sick and helpless, he saw me there, this stranger of Galilee. He showed me his hand and his riven side, and he whispered, "It was for thee." My burden fell off at the pierced feet of the stranger from Galilee. I heard him speak peace to the angry waves of that turbulent, raging sea. And lo, at his word are the waters stilled, this stranger of Galilee. A peaceful, a quiet, and holy calm, and now and ever abides with me. He holdeth my life in his mighty hands, this stranger of Galilee, and I felt I could love him forever. So gracious and tender was he. I claimed him that day as my Savior, this stranger of Galilee. Come ye who are driven and tempest-tossed, and his gracious salvation see. He'll quiet life's storms with his peace be still, this stranger of Galilee. He bids me to go and the story tell, what he ever to you will be. If only you let him with you abide, this stranger of Galilee. Oh, my friend, won't you love him forever? So gracious and tender is he. Accept him today as your Savior, this stranger of Galilee. Amen. Amen. That's it for this time around. We're fast approaching the end of this little series. I told you it was in alphabetical order, and we're doing the the's right now, T-H-E. Now you know your alphabet to know well enough that T is followed by U and V and W. Anyway, you know, it's getting close there. But anyway, it's been good. It still is good. Thank you for so much for being here today. Do come back. We'll be doing Spurgeon and Hebrews during the week, if you're with me on the week of December 11 here, 2021. Have a good day. God bless you. Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.